Good news. Your brain is still smarter than your phone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last Monday, three brain researchers, John O'Keefe, Mae Britt Moser, and her husband, Edvard Moser, won a Nobel Prize for discovering that mice navigate using grid cells in the brain. But as O'Keefe found, it's not just mice.
When a cab driver is trying to plan a route and define a route, say, through Soho or down to Trafalgar Square, this part of the brain lights up and stays active as long as they're planning the route.
And as the Mosers discovered, the grid that the brain lays out is not an ordinary grid. It's laid out not in squares, but in equilateral triangles.
Somewhat simplified, it is like a graphics paper that you can sort of use to plot in every position in the environment.
So as we speak, the grid cells in your brain have mapped the space around you as a series of triangles. And as you move, these grid cells are sending your location to what are called place cells that remember whatever happens to you. So whatever you experience is linked to the spot where it happened.
Place cells also contains memories. This interview, what you had for breakfast, and then you can put your memories in the map. And this interaction between space and memory is extremely exciting.
That's why you associate smells and music with where you were when you experienced them. And why three scientists with million-dollar checks in their pockets will never forget where they were last Monday. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.